This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? We want to know what's on your mind. That's why it's the name of the show. 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. What's on your mind? Email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're practicing gratitude for our fine sponsors this Christmas week. They include our friends at High Plains Apache. They're not just some other sprayer company. They're the sprayer company the others keep talking about because of that Apache sprayer. Built like no other. Incredible warranty. Great resale value. Better bang for your buck. They also have the ET Ag Center at High Plains Apache, meaning you can get 50,000 sprayer parts, whatever you need, for all your ag application parts. In Mandan, across from Bonanza. In Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60, I-29. High Plains Apache, online at highplainsapache.com. Your guest host for the week, Gary Emanuth, is back. Gary's an entrepreneur. He's a former Republican Party chairman in North Dakota. His son, Austin Emanuth, producing as well this week. Gary, take it away.
Thanks, Scott. Good morning, listeners out there. This is Gary Emanuth, filling in for Scott, as he said all week. We got a little extenuating circumstances. I'm not posting actually from the studio. I got snowed in like many of you out there today, and I'm on the phone, so we'll hopefully not have too many technical difficulties.
Is that from our new What's in Your Mind Lincoln studio? Is that the deal? Or?
Yes, this is the new South 40 What's on Your Mind Lincoln studio. That is absolutely correct.
Exactly. There you go.
I got my son getting the fire started, so it's going to be kind of nice sitting having a fireside chat as I do the show this morning. Hopefully there's no dogs barking in the background and all that kind of fun stuff.
You are spoiled.
Well, my son's fire's got a little challenge to do. It's kind of mucking around here a little bit, so he's going to have to get a little extra. So he was going to be my engineer this week and co-host with me, Todd, and help kind of keep the show going. But today, because we're calling remote and he's got to keep the fire going, I'm just going to have him in the background help keep the show on target. Hopefully, and
must
we'll get him
stay warm.
Tomorrow.
Must stay warm.
Yeah, I had a. How was your driving, Todd, this morning? I had about 5-6 foot drifts in the back, and we were shoveling, trying to get out. My son had the four wheel at the blade pushing snow. Eventually, he gave up on that, and he said, "I'm running out of gas," because we were going to drive in on the four wheeler, and then we weren't sure if the roads were open. But for the weather information, a little bit I do know about the roads. The snowplow just went through here in Lincoln on Lincoln Road, opening up the road through Lincoln. So that's a good sign if you can get out of your driveway or you can get away from wherever you're parked in the community and get your car out. I think you can get on the road. I don't know which is the best route.
Well,
we are going to get some updates, aren't we, Todd?
Right. Jeff Hines, City of Bismarck, will be talking with him. I mean, we're still in a no travel advisory situation, but if you're one of those, you know, emergency responder types. I got stuck on Rosser in front of the station here for, I lost track, half hour, give or take. And thankfully, they eventually did come by and get it plowed, got me out. In front of us, a friend of ours got some chains from the city, and we got me yanked out. So, I don't, you know, obviously the plow crews, you know, they had been working, and they had to kind of pull the plows because you don't want to get the plow guys stuck. Things are kind of letting up. We've got John Paul Martin from the National Weather Service on Warning Coordination Meteorologist, JP.
With you and Gary,
today,
huh? Wow,
yeah.
That's interesting.
It'll be interesting to say the least, JP. I'm a little nervous. I'm used to having a mic and a headset on, but hopefully my laptop stays alive and has all my information working. But we're going to do our best. And
a true craftsman doesn't blame his tools there, Gary. We can make this happen. We're all professionals here. There is none better in North Dakota than John Paul Martin to let us know what's going on.
Hey, you know, I got a question for you today. How do the snowplow operators get to work?
That's the thing.
I was wondering this morning if they allow them to take the plows, you know, for, say, the county, you know what I mean, at least to take those home with them. I don't know. Interesting.
You got to figure on the events like this where you're just around the corner from major weather events that some of these guys have to. You can't have everybody drive to work, grab the plow, and then go. But I don't know. We can ask Jeff that later on here.
That's a great question. And before you give us the update, JP, I got a question for you. See if you can answer it. Because I had to look it up on Google, but I really wasn't very good at answering. I was sitting here last night about 10:30 watching TV by the fire, and all of a sudden I saw a flash behind me. I thought, oh, what's happening? So I looked back, and here we had, it looked like a thunder lightning storm going on, because then I heard thunder. So last night out here in Lincoln, anyway, we had a kind of lightning and thunder going on.
Absolutely.
Is that very common? I mean, I looked it up, and it said they call it thunder snow.
That's right.
And I was just curious about that, if anybody else observed that.
Absolutely, we did, and it is, it's called thunder snow, just as you say. What happens there, Gary, is during a blizzard, right, you need an intense storm to get a blizzard, and that leads to just tremendous upward motion in the atmosphere, sometimes enough to get a discharge of lightning, which we did have last night. It is not a common thing. To say it's rare is accurate. My lifetime, 49 years old, I think I've experienced it 5 times, all of those in North Dakota, none in Pennsylvania where I grew up. Never heard that in Pennsylvania, but here in North Dakota I have. It is, again, not a common thing. It is rare. And when you do get it, typically you get a flash or two of lightning, and then the thunder is so hard to hear because the snow muffles the sound, right? Last night, scared the bejesus out of my daughter. She's standing there in the kitchen, and that flash happened, and she turned around. What was that? I said, I think that was lightning. And you did not even have to listen very carefully till you heard that thunder. And I counted 8 flashes last night in just a 10-minute period. So living through history, as they say.
Wow. Well, you know, I had a weird, my wife and I lived in Colorado, Pikes Peak. We lived at about 10,000 feet about, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago. And we had a nice snowfall, maybe a foot. It was beautiful, mountainous day, and friends came to visit, and we were riding. They wanted to ride horse. It was kind of a magical to take the horse and ride this beautiful snow and the Pikes Peak in the background, all that. And all of a sudden, but it was snowing pretty heavy, but, you know, all of a sudden we heard a crack, and it was like, oh, that is that like thunder? And all of a sudden we had this huge electrical storm, but it was snowing enough you really couldn't see it. And it just freaked me out because I'm going like, you know, sometimes you maybe be able to see the flash before it hits you. So we just scrambled and put the horses away and went inside because I had never experienced it before. And I thought, not like you can outmove lightning if it's coming your way, but when you see it, when you're in the middle of a lightning storm, you kind of know what you're in the middle of. But when it's a snowstorm, it's just darn frightening.
Indeed, and you know, the thing with that lightning from during a snowstorm, during a blizzard like that, typically the flash is not cloud to ground. Typically, it's within the cloud or cloud to cloud. So typically, it's not cloud to ground. So although every lightning flash is potentially dangerous, right, less so during when you get it during a snowstorm.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, well, JP, what's the update out there? What's happening around the state? That's what I guess everybody's curious about. And what's ahead of us?
Yep, here's what we've got. We've got the blizzard warning. Conditions are improving across the state right now from west to east. The snow is winding down. The winds are starting to drop off a little bit. So conditions are improving. However, we're going to keep the blizzard warning going as we have it until noon for the western and central part of North Dakota. At noon, we'll be allowing that to expire. And then in the northeast part of the state, that goes into the afternoon. And then there's a winter weather advisory for the Fargo area through the day today. So across the state today, just improvement, but slow improvement and still hazardous weather going on. Even though the weather is improving, and you may see some breaks of sun even today, know that it's going to take a while for the snow plow operators to get out there and get their job done. And I'm sure they'll be taking the next few days to get that done. So, again, slow improvement today. We're going to turn colder behind the storm, warm up a little bit for middle of the week, and then I'll tell you, it looks like 2016 is going to go out on a cold, cold note next weekend, and 17 is going to arrive on the cold side.
JP, is there... is it because of all the snow we've gotten so far? This is, you know, way ahead of last year by a long shot with what we've gotten. Is the expectation because of El Nino or weather like different patterns across the earth that are going to impact us for the rest of the winter up here in North Dakota with heavy moisture?
Yeah, you know, where the influence is La Nina is what's influencing our weather.
Okay.
Yeah, is what's influencing our weather this time. It's a weak La Nina. You know, I just don't. It's tough to answer, Gary. It's a great question.
Okay.
I know everybody's asking it. The question being, you know, is what we've had over the past month just going to continue right through January, February, and March? There's nothing to suggest that's going to happen. There's nothing to suggest it won't either, though. So we think we just need to play it by ear. In these cases, you know, sometimes you think back to some of the snowiest winters that we've had around here. It's just snow all winter long. Sometimes, though, we tend to, if we're snowy early in the winter, like we've been in December here, we tend to get a break then, you know, for January or February. So we'll have to see if that's going to pan out.
John Paul Martin from the National Weather Service up against break. More coming up. What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KTGO 1090 Tioga, KLTC 1460 Dickinson, or on that iHeart radio app, wherever you're listening. Thank you. We appreciate it very much. We really do. Glad you're there. Glad you're listening. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. You've heard me talk about MyPillow. One of the things I love about it is Mike Lindell, his story. the inventor and CEO of MyPillow. He's living the American dream. Getting clean from addiction after more than 20 years is part of his story. Getting the idea for MyPillow one night in a dream is part of his story. His family making pillows at night while he's out selling them during the day at different fairs, including right here in North Dakota. Another great part of Michael Lindell's story. Now, more than 25 million pillows sold. Incredible. Well, his story is all of that and more. And don't take my word for it. Tune in to the world premiere of Michael Lindell, An American Dream, RFD TV, 9 p.m. Central, December 29th. Check your local listings to find RFD TV, but you'll love it. And of course, if you call MyPillow, you get that twofer, fourfer. You get that incredible deal that I've been telling about it all. Twofers is two premium pillows. Twofer is the travel pillow. So four in all, a savings of $179. That deal's still going at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or by calling 800-506-9028. Back to more of What's on Your Mind now with my guest host, Gary Emanath. Gary?
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. This is Gary Emanath filling in for Scott Hennett, who's taking a little time off. I believe he's driving and traveling today. We might even get an update from him to see how roads are where he's at. Joining us this segment is Robert Harms, former Republican state chairman from North Dakota. I was going to ask Robert to join us in studio this morning, but he is stranded as I am and probably not wanting to dig out underneath his 5-foot drifts in his driveway. Robert, are you there?
I am, Gary. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. How's your snowbank out your way over in Amanda Street? You live over on downtown, east side of downtown, right?
We have about 4 feet in the backyard at the back door, so we've been shoveling out and not quite as bad on the front, but there hasn't been a car down our street yet, so it's pretty thick out there.
Have you seen if the road plow has been down your street on Mandam Street at all yet, or would you have had to push snow on the street?
No, there's been no plows and no vehicles down our street at all. So a nice, bright, white layer of snow across the whole neighborhood. So
yeah. We'll be getting an update from Jeff Hintz from the city of Bismarck at the top of the hour at 10 o'clock to give you an update on the roads in Bismarck and the timing of getting all that stuff done. But Robert, I had a quick question for you. I wanted to get your perspective on I'm giving it to you blind here because we're going to do it in studio. Studio is going to give you a break. But yesterday, Reince Priebus, the Republican national chairman, who is stepping down to be chief of staff for Donald Trump, he hit a wild message, just got pounded on social media yesterday, and I don't know if you saw it. And it said the Republican National Committee's new king Christmas message ignites furor over whether it compared Trump to Jesus. And so what happened is, I understand Reince Priebus is chairman, as he's done every year, and sent out some a Christmas message through email, and I'll read it for you. Merry Christmas to all. Over two millennia ago, a new hope was born into the world, a savior who would offer the promise of salvation to all mankind. Just as the three wise men did that night, this Christmas heralds a time to celebrate the good news of a new king. We hope Americans celebrating Christmas today will enjoy a day of festivities and a renewed closeness with family and friends. With that message, Bob, what ended up happening is social media just went crazy. And there's stories, if you Google it, all over the country today. I just read that as a headline from CNBC that they're accusing Reince Priebus of writing this message and being subtle and comparing Donald Trump to Jesus being the new king. Now, what is your take on that? Is it an overreaction by the media and social media, or do you think Reince Priebus was up to put some subtle message out there?
No, my guess it's I'm coming at this cold, but my guess is it's more of an overreaction. You know, it seems like in the social media, you can say just about anything, and people overreact to it. They have the advantage of anonymity, and so then they show no restraint in what they say on Facebook or Twitter or any of those other mediums that are available to them. So I would say overreaction. I would have probably chosen my words a little more carefully But Reince is a lawyer. He's been involved in politics for his entire career and knows that we don't elect kings in our country. We don't elect emperors. We elect one person who only has a part of the power of the federal government. And now, having said that, so I think overreaction, but in the same token, I also agree with Reince's some of the sentiment that he's expressing, that is sort of new hope and new energy, and I think people looking for a new beginning in America's history, so, or at least maybe a retrenchment, if you will, to sort of the foundational principles that President Obama committed to change when he was elected.
Well, you know, I actually text Reince, and we're friends, as you know, Reince.
Sure.
Well, you served
on
the Republican National Committee when he was chairman. I have, and I didn't really expect to get a response, but I did text him yesterday about 5:30 or 6 o'clock, and he actually a couple hours later came back and said it was totally taken out of context. He said it's typical to my Christmas message every year. And I'm just ignoring it, and this wished my wife and I and my family Merry Christmas. So it was nice that he actually did it in the midst of all that was going on. But I know he's busy as ever, but I kind of wanted to say I probably have been careful to use a little choice words a little more carefully, because, as you know, words mean a lot of things, and people are just dying to have something to jump on and give them a hard time. So,
they really do. And, you know, that kind of troubles me, this social media, because it promotes public debate in some regard, but in some ways, I think it actually hurts the public discourse, because people who want to have a rational, thoughtful conversation and debate about important public policy issues end up with name calling and being threatened with, you know, their families or their property or things of that sort. And so instead of promoting public debate, it actually discourages them. So I don't know the answer to it. I know there are some people who don't engage because of that very experience.
Well, you've seen it, even the whole DAPL debate, you know, the misinformation that social media can. There's no checks and balances to kind of hold people to what's true news, what's actual, and what's fake, you know. And I've just seen a lot of discussion in the last month since the election about fake news, you know, which I think is kind of fascinating, that we're now having to decide who's going to decide what's fake news and what's true news and what's fact. Because, as you know, there's always two sides to every story. There's always opinions on the outkick of the news. So the National News Service, or talk radio and talk TV, if you would call it, the Foxes and MSNBCs of the world, you know, are very biased, if you will. Or not biased, but to give their more of a different angle to the news, I think. So.
Well, and I think your example of DAPL is right on the mark. We saw that. We certainly saw a lot of that fake news.
Hold that thought as we come back on What's on Your Mind. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. More coming up.
Know what's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Marie and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. Cedar fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093, and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You became a nurse because you have a heart for others. You want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession. At the University of Mary, they have a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. They understand your desire to reach your full potential, to take on leadership roles in your profession, and to increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. At the University of Mary, they can help make it possible for you to move forward. They now offer a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000. Now that is a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can be $8,000 and more higher. Earning your master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary is the smart choice because caring for others is what you do, and caring for you is what they do at UMary. Classes begin every 5 weeks. Part-time or full-time options are available. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/MSN today to apply. Back to more of What's on Your Mind with my guest host today, Gary Emina. Gary?
Welcome back. Gary Emina's filling in for Scott Hennin. We've been talking to Bob Harms, former Republican chairman from state of North Dakota. We were just kind of talking a little bit about Reince Priebus's Christmas letter he sent out, and kind of got, I think, overreaction from a lot of people on social media, but they're looking for stuff to get them. But Robert, I'd like to chat a little bit further, and we have also a new Democrat senator from Fargo going to be joining us shortly. Merrill Pepcorn recently got elected in District 44. Robert, former Republican chairman, had you on a few weeks back, and we talked about all the Republican seats that were picked up across the state. The numbers are quite dramatic, and is it going to be a tough session with Republicans having so many, such a strong majority to kind of be able to not keep fighting with each other rather than the Democrats, which are kind of a small minority with just not enough votes out there to do any good?
Well, I think it'll, short answer is yes. I think it'll take leadership both in the legislative branch as well as the executive branch. Because of the budget constraints that they're dealing with, and they've got some new cabinet members coming on board. And so lots of new members. I think there's 34 new members in the legislature itself. So I think it'll be a challenge, but with leadership both on those branches as well as the Republican leadership, I think they can work it through, but it will be a challenge.
So joining us from Fargo, we have Merrill Pepcorn, Democrat District 44. Merrill, are you there?
Yes, indeed, Gary. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I'm sorry. We were going to try to get Maryland studio in Fargo, and we are going to be in studio in Bismarck. But guess what? We're all doing this all from the phone, except for Mr. Todd Mitchell, who's keeping the train running on the tracks at studio. So, Merrill, I know you've done a lot of radio in the past, and you all of a sudden decided to throw your hat in the political ring and run for office. Tell our guests a little bit about who you are. You know, this statewide radio show, the big voice of the Northern Plains, so people are hearing this all over from Minnesota, South Dakota, Canada, Montana, North Dakota. So we got a big listening audience, but a lot of them don't know who Merrill Pepcorn is. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Very good, Gary. Thanks for the opportunity. But contrary to many people who do not lead a public life such as I have over the past several years, that being in radio, most recently for 13 years with Prairie Public Radio and their statewide network. And then, of course, through my entertainment career, my Dakota Air radio show, which is played at towns from corner to corner, from border to border and northeast to southwest. So I have a lot of friends in Pembina and Williston and Crosby and Wahpeton and Wishick and down in Bowman and Hedinger as well. So I think I probably have more friends and acquaintances across the state than most people do. But nonetheless, a lot of people do not probably know me. And as you know, Gary, I've had an interest in politics for quite some time. So it's not exactly as if I just all of a sudden decided, oh, hey, this looks like fun. I think I'll give this a whirl. In fact, we had some dealings. It's been several years ago now as well.
Yeah, I think you and I had a conversation. That was one of my questions. I didn't know if I would ask you or not, but sir, you had considered running for statewide office as a Republican a number of years ago when I was chairman. You and I had a conversation about it. So how talk to me a little bit about, because Robert Harms, party chairman, former party chairman on the phone with us, is, you know, he's a big policy wonk. Robert's known to always kind of want to talk to why people should run and what they believe, and then following through on what their values are. Talk to me a little bit about you getting involved and how you ended up choosing the Democrat Party. I mean, you beat longtime incumbent Tim Flacco, you know, pretty well known, chairman of the Education Committee. Tell me a little bit about what prompted you to run as a Democrat versus Republican and how you came about doing that.
My general interest and knowledge of North Dakota government, It goes back a long ways, just like many people have a general interest. I was surprised while door knocking during the campaign at how many people actually do keep track of the comings and goings of our legislators and the actions of our North Dakota legislature and state government. So that was encouraging. I was really appreciated a lot of input from all sorts of different viewpoints. So, you know, let's go back. I think it must be 12 years now, Gary, when I was sitting in my living room listening to on the radio to coverage of the North Dakota Republican Party convention going on at the Holiday Inn. And there he was again, Dwayne Sand. Is Sand or Sand? Plural, is it?
Sand. Dwayne Sand. Dwayne Sand.
Yeah. And there's Dwayne again coming in from my point of view as, you know, growing up here and being a native North Dakotan, but basically having a career out of state, a distinguished career with the Navy, as a matter of fact. But nonetheless, I was just tired of him coming in and, you know, at the last minute, so to speak, and becoming the congressional candidate for North Dakota. And I said, well, come on, Republicans, can't we do better than that? And so I and I've been pondering this for a few years now. Not that there's anything wrong with Dwayne Sand personally, but just the whole
idea. No, I understand.
I thought we had perhaps a better candidate. And so I just drove down, and I appreciate your hospitality at the time. I drove down to the Holiday, and I think I called you first. You said, come on down.
You did.
And we sat up in your room up there at the Holiday Inn and talked for about an hour. The convention was going on. And I expressed my interest in running for Congress just because of those reasons I just stated. And you said, well, you know, Merrill, it's kind of unusual. It's kind of a last-minute thing. But if you want to do it, I can go ahead. I think I can organize a small floor demonstration for you. And as a matter of fact, then at that time, then after pondering it a little bit longer, I decided not to do so. But, you know, I appreciate your at least welcoming me down for that conversation. So that was that. So that kind of demonstrates a little general interest in it at the time.
Yeah.
And And now it appears that the Democrats are having a little trouble kind of rounding up a similar, you know, great candidate. You know, I'm just looking at her candidate. Who's best for North Dakota? So then let's go back to about 8 years ago when I went over to the District 44. That's my district in the, I call it the near north side of Fargo, just from the north edge of downtown up to 32nd Avenue North. So it's geographically a small area, which is fine when you're campaigning. You don't have to get in your car to go campaign. You just can walk it or drive your bike up there if you need to. But at any rate, I went over to the Democratic headquarters, and I talked to him for a little bit and nearly ran for Senate at that same time. But I was not well-grounded enough in policy and background and philosophy to commit to that. So I just dropped that idea. Then 4 years ago, I thought, well, because I've been really exploring my political identity. I consider myself pro-North Dakota. Now, that means something different to just about everybody. I understand that. But as from my point of view, I'm looking, you know, I care about North Dakota first and not so much partisan politics. So that's why I haven't been involved deeply in party politics up to this stage. So 4 years ago, I thought, well, let me go up to, since the District 44 Republican nominating meeting was just a block from my house, I prepared for it and went up there looking for the endorsement for the House of Representatives. Now, at the time, Don Clark was serving. He had been appointed to fill out his son's term, who moved out of state, and Blair Thorson, and Tim Flagel was the senator, of course. And I walked into that nominating meeting, it's called, and that was, you know, before the election in the spring. And, you know, Gary, as an entertainer, I walk into various rooms, and you can kind of sense the mood of the room when you walk in. That is the coldest yep. room I ever walked into. I didn't realize that politics were so entrenched. And after a 3 hour meeting, which easily could have been an hour, and the manipulation of which now I understand to be just, hey, this is the way we do business, party politics. I describe it like this. They kind of kicked me around the room for 3 hours and out the door and said, and don't come back. I'm glad I went through that experience. I thought I was a Republican in sort of my father's Mountrail County farmer, moderate conservative, fiscally Republican. And to me, my District 44 Republican Party, at least the leadership in that party, was not that Republican Party that I had anticipated or that I imagined myself to be part of. So at that stage then, 4 years ago, I started talking to some of my Democratic friends, and it really wound up. It's where I belong politically, at least in this environment, most certainly. And we just took it from there and kind of threw my hat in the ring almost 2 years ago, I decided, and started campaigning about a year ago. And lo and behold, here we are in the state Senate, proudly representing the people of District 44 as a Democrat NPL party member.
Now, Merrill, we're going to be going to a break here shortly, and I want mm-hmm. you to stay on. And Robert Harms, I want sure. you to stay on. But one of the things I want to probe when we come back from the break is that I'm intrigued and thrilled of you getting involved in party politics, Merrill. Yeah, even though, like you said, you're pro-North Dakotan and probably not a hardcore partisan, which we find such a divide today. But I'd like to probe when we come back, and Robert, I'd like you to chime in when we come back to the break, the reality of people getting involved, because I was going to get on Max Schneider, former senator from up in Grand Forks. I think Max, one of their stars, coming from Grand Forks. But, you know, we text back and forth. And we just talked about the challenges of really being involved. So when we come back from the break, I want to talk about people getting involved. Encourage our listeners out there to get on board and run for office, because the Democrats need a lot of help, of course, Republicans as well. So you're listening to What's On Your Mind. This is Gary. I'm going to say this. We'll be right back.
What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. They do that by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields and giving you choice at the pump. But come on inside for some great deals. All month long, Pizza Corner Pizza. All flavors, 2 for $11. Pop-Tarts, 2 for $1. Barrel of Fun, 8 and 10 ounce chips, 2 for $4. Combos, 79 cents each. Turtle Minis, $2.49 each. Tootsie Mini Bites, $1.09 each. And Deli Express, classic ham and cheese and traditional Italian sandwiches are only $2.99. PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better. And, of course, all day, every day, you get four items for $4. Hot Stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, two cookies, four for four, a great lunch or dinner, day or night, at PetroServe USA. And get registered for the $50,000 in giveaway. Every week they draw new names, so you have to register new every week at a PetroServe USA store near you. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features WSI Executive Director Brian Kliffel discussing how safety affects a business's bottom line.
It's also a good business sense. I mean, if you want to make a profit, if that's your main thing, safety is going to be one of the things that's going to help you out. You know, the main thing with a good safety program and the companies that we work with is they need to have the upper leadership supporting safety. And I think if they can get the upper leadership to force safety and work down through the organization and stress it as you're, this is how our business operates, you are going to be safer and you are going to be more successful also.
Learn how to effectively communicate the value of safety to your management team during the NDSC's 44th Annual Safety and Health Conference, February 20th through the 23rd in Bismarck. Find special WSI and NDSC member discounts and see the full course lineup at www.ndsc.org.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Fans, last chance to get in on the great December specials at PetroServe USA stores, where Pizza Corner Pizza is 2 for $11. What a deal. Pop-Tarts, too. 2 for $1. Why do I love them so much? I love Pop-Tarts. That's really a breakfast of choice. If I'm, you know, not worrying about the waistline, that is. They're just great. They're fabulous. And, of course, that 4 for $4 deal all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, two cookies and a 20-ounce drink of your choice, four items, $4 all day, every day. PetroServe USA, connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields and helping America fuel better. Look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA near you. Back to more of What's on Your Mind. Here's our guest host today, Gary Emmett.
Welcome back. I just was kind of thinking about the Breakfast of Champions Pop-Tarts. I'll remember that one. Hey, so we're listening to Senator-elect, we got Senator-elect Beryl Pepcorn from Bartlett District 44 and Robert Harms, former Republican chairman. And
Bismarck. Remotely.
Hey, hold a minute
phone.
There, Gary. As of December 1st,
oh,
I am officially
you're not
senator.
That's
senator, Merrill.
I am
of course,
sorry.
I'm just getting used to that, and we've been sworn in, took the oath, and I got to tell you, I've been around a little bit here and there, and I did get a little teary-eyed when I was up there taking the oath and swearing to uphold the Constitution of North Dakota and the United States, and it was I got emotional, and the sense of responsibility. Of course, the campaigning was exciting. It was fun. I loved to compete, and we won. But the responsibility of representing the people of my district kind of sunk in at that time, and I'm really looking forward to that part of it.
You know, Senator, I apologize. I knew better than I know that. I guess I'm probably just married and trying to do this from my home. I forgot you are Senator. I should have been calling you Senator this whole time.
We're good. I'm just getting used to it, Gary, so we're fine. Thank you.
Thank you for correcting me on because that's absolutely true. So, but what I want to probe a little bit in the next 5-6 minutes here is, Robert Harms, the whole idea, and Senator Pepcorn, the idea of being invited and getting involved. Every time I do this and I have a legislator on, I want people across the state to realize while it's always tough and sometimes it's hard to kind of cold turkey to walk in, and you discuss that icy feeling of coming into the that meeting in Fargo and then end up with the Democrat Party. Robert, how do parties and people get involved in the impact of being more open to getting new people involved? You know, it's hard to get people involved, and so then when you do it like this, that's tough.
Well, Gary, I think first and foremost, it has to come from the individual. I mean, Senator Pepcorn has demonstrated that anyone can run. That's not any disparaging comment on him, but anyone can run and anyone can win. Even though the Republicans picked up 16 seats in the House and the Senate, Senator Pepcorn beat a long-term incumbent, pretty popular senator in his district. And I would say that that means that there's no seat that's guaranteed to be returned to the incumbent, and anyone can run and compete in North Dakota. So, you know, the process of doing that is pretty straightforward. We're organized within our districts. You can go to the North Dakota Secretary of State's website, pick up your district, find out who your district chair is. You can call the Republican or Democrat headquarters to speak to your district chairman and begin that process. And, you know, with effort and some organization, they can participate. I wanted to speak to one other thing, too. You know, you talk about hardcore partisans, and I think that's a mistake that that we make too often, that we think that because I'm a member of the Republican Party or I'm a member of the Democrat Party, that anything Republican or anything Democrat that I'm supposed to simply embrace, as opposed to that those are just tools, a means to an end. They're really organizations that should promote and allow us a free and open debate about ideas. And that's really, I think, a mistake that that we too often make, that you know, because it's a brand of a particular brand, that we don't exercise a critical view about whether it's a good idea and good policy for our state.
Merrill, Senator Pepcorn, when you go into this session, what are a couple of key things that you really like to see? What are you going to champion? What's your passion?
Well, you know, as a freshman senator with a majority of 9 Democrat NPL state senators, and I never want to forget that nonpartisan league title in the party. It's an important part of North Dakota's history, and I really relate to those farmers who banded together to save their farms back in the 1915s, as a matter of fact. But you know, considering my position, my overall goal is to accomplish at least some small good on behalf of the people of North Dakota. I am on the Agricultural Committee. Some people from Fargo don't want to be on the Agriculture Committee, and I can maybe understand that, but having an ag background, I'm originally from a farm family in Mountrail County. I'm extremely interested in it. In fact, we still have some farm property on the family farm. My sister-in-law still owns farmland up there. And, of course, with the NDSU, the tremendous impact that agricultural research has had on a variety of crops over the years, and it just continues. So I'm proud to serve on the Ag Committee, and I've already had some constituents approach me on some special project and interest that they're involved in. And then, of course, I have
Senator Pepcorn, we're going to be going to the break here. I hate to cut you off.
That's all right.
But I appreciate you joining me this morning. And Robert Harm, former Republican chairman, thanks for joining us here on What's on Your Mind. You guys go out and enjoy the rest of your holidays. And thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule today.
Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, thank you, and I know Robert and his wife Sherry well from the past, and they're great people, and I appreciate being on the program.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. We're going to call you Santa Vince because you have a few ideas on what would make this Christmas the best ever. What do you have from Olhausen?
How about a pool table in your basement? We can get it set up for the holidays, and really is a gift that that keeps giving the whole year. It's great for family gatherings, friend gatherings, or even, you know, you can play pool by yourself. That's the beauty of it. Also, shuffleboard's a fun game. Some people, unfortunately, are intimidated by pool. Well, shuffleboard, anybody can be good. Anybody can win. And it's a lot like, you know, it's a lot like playing poker. You start playing at 8 o'clock at night. Pretty soon it's 3 in the morning, and you got to go to bed. It's literally that much fun. And we have them in stock. We can get it in your basement, in your game room before the holidays.
Carson Wentz has them. You should, too. Get in the game with an Olhausen pool table, shuffleboard table, and for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for 1 year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, too. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
And now, 3 recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 2002, the financial crisis of 2008, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the one advertisement services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.